Hello, everyone. This is Benevolent Heretic with BlowTopSecret.com podcast. What do you believe? Are you spiritual? What do you think about religion or not? That's the new subject. I would like to get some more new blood in here, too. That would be great. I invite all of you guys out there who are listening to this, if you are, to come on in and share your stuff with us because it's really cool. And Mr. Whoopi, I'm not going to start a podcast on politics. I like this one just fine. You talked about free will. I went through the podcast again and listened to him since I answered last, and I just wanted to touch on a few subjects. It's a very interesting concept there, free will, even after death. Because, you know, I've always had this idea that, well, when I die, that's something's going to happen. I have nothing to do about it. But we'll just see, won't we? I think that's a very interesting thing to think about. And you said something about if we just all started talking about different subjects, different aspects of spirituality, like how do we acquire knowledge, where is this knowledge taking us, what is the goal, and all that stuff. And that's contrary, actually, to one of my beliefs, because I can't know any of that stuff. I really don't know how we acquire knowledge. I really don't know what happened before here. I don't know what's going to happen later. I don't know what the goal is. You know, and some religions and some people have it all figured out that, oh, we go through this many lifetimes and we da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, and this is why we're our ultimate to be whatever. And I'm like, well, cool. Okay, I don't have any indication that any of that's true. So I'm just going. I'm just going with the flow. I'm just living in the present. And, you know, I'll see the goal when it's, you know, right up in front of me, and I'll go there. But I don't have all these spiritual beliefs about where we came from or what, you know, what is going to happen or the purpose and all that stuff. I'm just a very simple person. Mizar, I find it hilarious that you, the Catholic, the religious one among us, don't really care about life after death. And I love your idea that you're living your life the best possible way, and whatever happens will happen. But your focus is on doing this life, the life thing, to the very best of your ability. And I admire that so much. I think that's just so cool. I don't fear death either. And I do my best to be a good person like you do and respect other people. And yeah, I'm bored with the death stuff already. Okay, next. Mizar, you mentioned spiritual occurrences that we might talk about. You kind of hinted that you wanted us to say something or one of us to say something so that you could talk about that. And I'm like, come on, Mizar. You don't need an invitation to talk about your experiences, and I really want to hear them. I do invite you to take a chance that someone might spurn you. Yeah, like me or Mr. Whoopi are going to tell you, no, you're wrong, or you're crazy. But the truth is, someone else might. But I invite you to share yourself a little more, because I personally would love to hear what you're talking about, and maybe it would trigger some stuff for others, me or others. You know, like kind of like Mr. Whoopi did, he put himself out there and gave his list of beliefs. And it was just very touching for me and very cool. And Mr. Whoopi, I agree, we were separated at birth. And yes, you certainly may steal some of my beliefs. I want a few of yours too. See how this talking thing can help each other. And I just listened to your beliefs list again, and it's just wonderful. And that thing about seeing ourselves in others, that when we look in the mirror, we don't see a true reflection of ourselves, but we see a reflection of ourselves in others. Man, that should have been on my list. You know, I'm still such an individual in my current relationship with my marriage. But I feel like one of the reasons I'm here is for self-growth. It's not, you know, so I can have a husband or so. You know, we don't have kids, so it's not so we can have kids and all that stuff. The reason we are so attracted to each other is because we have so much to learn about ourselves. And it's really hard for me to see myself until I see it through another person. And so our relationship provides the forum for both of our growth, self-growth. And it's amazing, you know, the buttons we push with each other. You know, certain things, I'm this way and he's that way, and those two things just go together to really make some room for self-growth for both of us. It's just so cool how that works out. We've been married, oh, something like 14 years or something, and it just gets more incredible and more in love all the time. Anyway, that's another thing. And I just want to steal that belief because that's one of mine anyway. And Marge, if you're out there and you're listening, I'm waiting for your first podcast. And I'm sure it will just be perfect. I'm sure it'll be just as it should be, whether it's, you know, perfect by somebody's judgment or not. You know, I know you are intelligent and very well spoken, and I know English is your second language. If that's what you're concerned about, please write some stuff down, try it out, you know, revise it, whatever you want to do, and then let us hear your voice. I'm just dying to hear you. Okay? This is Benevolent Heretic. Thanks for listening.